Yeah, delighted. Really, really good result. Really, really good performance. Difficult place to come. Really, really good side. Felt everything really well for us on the day and deserved to win the game.
How difficult was the prep for the match? They were the current holders. It was away from home. Had you much knowledge of today's opponent?
Oh, yeah, look, obviously the current FA Junior Cup champions, so look, and the current Limerick champions as well, very good side. Lots of League of Ireland players, ex-League of Ireland players, lots of experience. So we've done our homework on them, we watched a few videos, got a bit of information on them, and I think we got it right today. I think tactically we got it right. I think performance-wise we got it right as well.
Half-time, 1-0. That man with the goal on the stroke at half-time, Jason Breslin. Deserved leaders at the break, Gavin?
I think so. I think the first 25-30 minutes, I thought we were the better team. I thought we started the game well and probably dominated a bit of possession and first, second balls. We were on top, you know. I thought the goal was excellent. I thought we played really well. Good move. Got a free kick around the left-hand side. Adam Duffy put a brilliant ball in the box and Jason got his head in it. Great goal altogether. After that, I thought for the last 10 minutes of the half then, we probably were under a wee bit of pressure without giving away any chances or anything, but I thought they started to dominate second balls and had a lot of third man runners in the box. But we defended it well and Peter Doherty was excellent, a couple of great blocks, and we got the half time at 1-0.
Fairview, they missed a penalty, correct me if I'm wrong, in the second half. Was it a penalty, in your opinion?
Oh, it was, in fairness. Now, no arguments here. I felt that the forward got the wrong side of Jason and Jason fouled him, so there was no arguments whatsoever with the penalty now.
We're going to talk about the third tier League of Ireland in just a second. You're through to the FAI Junior Cup quarter final. In terms of confidence and in terms of team morale, what does it feel like to beat last year's holders and to beat them and to knock them out of the competition?
Oh, look, games like this are massive for players and camaraderie and belief and stuff like that. Like, there's very, very similarities to a few years ago. We went to Ringman and to meet a cup semi-final and won. And then we went to Pike a couple of years ago in the Junior Cup semi-final and won as well. And the same scoreline's 1-0 away from home. It shows real character, real belief in the squad. And obviously, the overnight stay, the preparation, being away with each other, you know, people talk and have a bit of fun. And it all adds to the group and that mentality. And luckily, over the years, we've had some fantastic experiences and great trips. And this will definitely up the best of them. I think for every year, as good a side as we've played over the years, and deservedly had won the FA Junior Cup last year and won the league down here and don't lose many games. Really, really good team. And I think we're right up there in the mix with all them top teams in the country at the minute.
Next Sunday, what a day for your club. Coghill Celtic entertaining Coach Ford of County Cork in an FAI Cup quarter-final. What do you know about the County Cork opposition and what would be your message to your supporters ahead of that big, big encounter?
Oh, look, first and foremost, we don't know a lot about them because obviously we had to get over the hurdle of Fairview first, so there's no point in looking any further down the road. Obviously, it's a quick turnaround, a week to prepare for them. Look, obviously, they don't get the quarterfinal of the competition without being a good side and have really good players. They'll definitely not fancy coming to Donegal. Thankfully, we've got a home draw at this stage of competition, which we haven't at all over the years. We've been away in quarterfinals, semifinals, at every stage that we've been involved in, we've been away. So it's brilliant to get the game to Coghill, the pitch, the setup, the facilities, the minute look class. I'd like to urge the whole football public and Donegal public to get out and help us and support us. You know, it's a massive game for the area, you know.
Finally, Gavin, I know you're travelling back up to Donegal on the team bus at the moment. What about the preparation? This is all from the outside looking in. This is great preparation for the National League third tier. What can you tell our listeners of Highland Radio? Isn't it in a fortnight's time that competition will be kicking off and your side, first home match, what can you tell our listeners?
Yeah, a brilliant preparation. Look, you can play all the friendlies you want. In fairness, we've had good friendlies against Anstruth, Strabane, teams like that, and the players have done really well in them. But there's a lot to be said. Like, we played a team from Dundalk last week at home in this cup, competitive game, and then obviously the game today was a great game to be involved in, proper match, like a League of Ireland First Division game. You know, no quarter given, small margins, stuff like that. And then next week will probably be the same. So it's fantastic preparation going into the National League. Look, at this point in time, there's no point in talking about the National League because all our focus is on the quarterfinal next week, and it will be. We'll recover tomorrow. We'll go again Tuesday night training, and we'll take it from there.